MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Rise and shine, football fans. Start your day the right way with Morning Footy, a podcast that covers every aspect of the global game, headlines, match previews, analysis, interviews, culture, fashion, and plenty of banter. Join as we track the thrills and spills of Europe's biggest title races, the business end of the Champions League season, a summer packed with international competitions, MLS, NWSL, and much more. Subscribe to Morning Footy.
Welcome, one and all, in here, out there, everybody watching from around the world. I'm your host, Stephen Colbert. It is day one. Welcome to The Late Show. It is day one following the 2022 midterm elections, and we are not live. We're not live. In fact, I am barely awake. Bit of a late night and an early morning. Leading up to last night, we all here at the show, we love doing the live shows, you know?
Yes.
It's a tightrope walk is what it is. We've been looking forward to the show for weeks, working hard, getting excited, making the scripts, of course, building up to the big moment last night. I personally had a lot of anxiety about what was going to have to come out of my mouth as jokes about the results. Because as a performer, there are three things you don't want to follow. Animals, children, or a fascist takeover of your country. It's just not. Cabaret aside. But as she turns out, it wasn't as bad as the people who make money off of fear wanted us to fear it would be. Case in point, it's a lot of money. It's a lot of coin. Case in point, in Pennsylvania, in one of the most closely watched races of the evening, John Fetterman won his Senate race against Dr. Menendez. Woo! Come on! In celebration, Fetterman wore his formal hoodie. Now, the elections just happened. We have no confirmation yet on what his committee assignments may be, but I think it's safe to say Fetterman is a lock for Senate bouncer. Dr. Oz, losing this one is a huge blow for the far right of Pennsylvania, which, in Oz's case, is New Jersey. All the way to the right. GOP is trying to figure out why Oz lost the race. Fox News' Steve Ducey had a compelling theory.
When it comes to the state of Pennsylvania, why did Dr. Oz lose? Well, it looks like, according to the exit polling, it's because Fetterman won.
Thank you for that brilliant analysis. Now, you might be asking, why is Steve Ducey so dumb? Well, according to scientists, it's because he's not smart.
There you go.
Much of the... Those are the words. He said those words. The uninformed. Much of the blame for this loss is falling on former President Colonel Slanders. He endorsed Dr. Oz over a much more establishment candidate, and according to Maggie Haberman, the ex-prez was furious this morning, particularly about Mehmet Oz, and is blaming everyone who advised him to back Oz, including his wife, describing it as not her best decision. Okay, but it's also not her worst decision. To be fair. It's lovely. Lovely. Pennsylvania also had a race for governor, and the winner was not far-right Christian nationalist and Lex Luthor, who really let himself go, Doug Mastriano. Mastriano got absolutely curb-stomped in his race against Democratic candidate Josh Shapiro, and yet he refuses to concede. Well, that's actually no surprise. Mastriano also hasn't yet conceded the Civil War. Losses in Pennsylvania were just one part of a disappointing night for the GOP. on average, in midterm elections, the party out of power usually picks up 29 seats in the House. But this year, Republican gains could be as low as single digits, which, yeah. Yes, yes. Voters gave them a single digit. These results is a crisp nut punch to Republican optimism leading up into this election. For instance, before all the ballots were counted, Don Jr. tweeted simply, "Bloodbath." That did not age well. Reminds me of what General Custer tweeted right before Little Bighorn. "This is going to be awesome. Ow, I just got shot in the head." So, while the GOP did make modest gains, the massive victory they predicted never materialized. This morning's headline said it best. The vaunted red wave never hit the shore in midterm elections. That's not a red wave. And the red wave was more like a pink splash. Yes, a pink splash. It was a salmon drizzle. A rosy wash. It's like what happens when you accidentally wash your Klan robes with your MAGA hat. Just a little pink, a pink wash. Once again, people are pointing the finger at the former president, including Lisa Farah Griffin, who used to work for him in the White House.
This is the time that the Republican Party needs to ask themselves, are they going to continue to nominate poor quality candidates to appease Donald Trump? If you want the Republican Party to thrive, we've got to just finally speak out and say, this man is a loser.
Okay, that's not fair. He's also a fascist pervert. The Senate...
99 red left balloons.
The Senate is it still up for grabs? Anything new? Still up for grabs. And it's going to remain that way for quite a while, thanks to three key races. Arizona, where we still don't have a call on who won the Senate race between Democratic nominee and grown-up Caillou Mark Kelly. And extremist Republican Blake Masters, seen here on karaoke night singing Deutschland über alles. The big difference between these two is this. Mark Kelly is an astronaut, while Blake Masters is the same, minus the tronaut. Just gotta wait it out. That's a stroker. We're also waiting for the results from Nevada, where there's a tight race between Democratic incumbent and woman who will win the staring contest, Catherine Cortez Masto, and Republican challenger and fully erect forehead, Adam Laxalt. We're not going to know the winner anytime soon because Nevada officials are still receiving mail-in ballots, which by state law can be counted if they arrive as late as Saturday. But everybody knows time passes quickly in Vegas. I mean, you go to kill 10 minutes at the blackjack table, next thing you know, it's 2 weeks later, and you're married to a French-Canadian contortionist from Cirque du Soleil. But the Senate race everyone's watching is the Georgia throwdown between Republican candidate and pretend sheriff of football town, Herschel Walker, and incumbent Senator Raphael Warnock, seen here being told he's tied with the pretend sheriff of football town, Herschel Walker. As of this morning, neither candidate had 50% of the vote, so by Georgia law, the race will go to a runoff. A lucky break for Herschel, because according to many women and children, he's got a lot of experience running off. We got a great show for you tonight.
Takes the Colbert Questionnaire.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come?
Well, the challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
That, friends, is Bono, whose new memoir, Surrender, is available now. Bono, you know, we've had you on the show. We've had an incredible time talking to you right here. But there is something about interviewing someone for the television cameras with the standard talk about their life, talk about the project, however beautiful the conversation may have been, and I really believe it was, that doesn't quite penetrate to the heart of someone and really plumb the depths of their soul. But the scientists up in the Late Show Labs came up with a series of questions designed to be a truth-seeking missile.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay.
To be known, not as through a glass darkly, but clearly who you are. Mm. And it's called the Colbert Questionnaire, and I was wondering... I was wondering if you might be willing to, if you had the courage, really, to be revealed before the world.
I do now.
Yes. Cheers.
Cheers. Sláinte. Sláinte bastardos perdidos.
Exactly. Exactly. I was about to say that. Here we go. Ready? Colbert Questionnaire. First question, Bono. Bono, what is the best sandwich?
A chip butty. It's a sort of chips, as in like
potato
French
chips?
Fries.
French fries?
Like French fries with butter on really plain bread. Grew up on them, love them, chip butties.
That is the most Irish sandwich I can imagine. It's potatoes on bread.
I know.
With butter. That does sound fantastic.
Yeah.
That does sound fantastic. You know what that could use? A little more starch. Okay.
I'll take
Bono,
that as a cultural swipe.
There you go. Go ahead. Go ahead. Take it.
drinking now.
Well,
things could get interesting.
What's one thing you own that you should really throw out?
I think I can overdo the politeness.
You should throw away the politeness.
I'm starting to get the idea.
What, Bono, is the scariest animal?
The spotted paparazzi.
Apples or oranges?
Lemons?
Said the bells of St. Clemens. Okay, have you ever asked someone for their autograph?
Oh, Muhammad Ali.
Oh, did you get it?
And I have never told this to anyone. I asked him for his autograph, and he drew a sort of picture. He drew a drawing, and I, when people ask me for autographs, I do drawings all the time. People now turn them into tattoos and stuff, but that all came from Muhammad Ali when I asked him for his autograph.
What do you think happens when we die?
We're born. I actually believe that's when we're born. That's when we begin. Can I stick with that?
Yeah, sure, of course you can.
These are labor pains, Stephen.
Yeah, you'll be good when you're finished.
Oh, right. We'll have to talk about that later, too. Mm-hmm.
Favorite action movie?
Anything with Liam Neeson in it.
So, I'm gonna say Love Actually.
Of course you would.
Sure.
Richard Curtis is a genius.
Incredible. Window or aisle?
Ooh. Well, it depends. Of course, the window. But, the window. But if there's a body odor situation, the aisle.
The aisle.
Yeah.
Because of the ventilation.
But just to get out.
Okay. Favorite smell, speaking of which. Favorite smell.
Oh, you know... Ooh, can I say this? My mother ironing.
Sure. Sure. Least favorite smell?
Mint. No, I can have mint, but not like chemical mint. You know, the...
So minty fresh doesn't do it Oof. For you. Like yeah. toothpaste mint.
Oh, don't like that. Am I to be truthful in these? Yeah.
Do you wish to be known?
Because I do wish to be known.
Then you should be truthful.
By my Father in heaven, I'm not sure about you. Just saying.
Am I not your brother in Christ?
Oh, who is my brother?
Everyone is your brother. And not only that, but everyone is Christ.
Love thy neighbor is not advice, it's a command, Stephen.
So is do not worry.
About a ting, cause every little ting gonna be all right. Don't worry about a thing, cause every little thing gonna be all right.
I think between the two of us, you're the only one who could get away with singing reggae.
Because it's a... You knew that Bob Marley sang in an Irish accent, don't you?
No, I didn't know that.
Cork and Kerry, yeah. Lots of people in Cork and Kerry went to... the Caribbean. They were forced indentured. It's not the same as slavery, but it was still pretty rough. And they were taken there, Cromwell, King James I, I think, and ended up, and there are still communities in Barbados called, I think they're called Redskins, because they had the complexion. And Bob Marley, he live in Irish town, don't he?
Wow.
I rest my case.
Check out your real situation.
Good vibrations all across the nation. That's a Cork or a Kerry accent right there.
What's the most used app on your phone?
Voice notes. That's where I write music or, you know, I'm in a bathroom or whatever and I can't get to a guitar.
Yep.
Yeah, I sing.
You don't keep a guitar in your bathroom? I thought the humidity would be good for the wood.
The tiles are great for the voice. Mm. But, so I sing in the bath, but I do not play guitar in there, in that room.
Okay. Do you play the organ?
Drink up. Drink up, this is really working for you.
We gotta take a little break here, but we'll be right back with more Bono, everybody.
Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar: Braving the Elements. Hosted by me, Janet Varney, the voice of Korra on The Legend of Korra.
And me, Dante Bosco, the voice of Zuko on The Last Airbender and General Iroh on The Legend of Korra. Each week, we'll recap and discuss another episode of The Last Airbender.
I don't know if we've ever talked about it, but...
Amazing guests stop by, from creators to cast to super fans to chat all things Avatarverse.
Are we saying that this is possible in the Avatar universe?
Varney, we gotta spread the word. Now fans can also check out our weekly video pods too by subscribing to the official Avatar YouTube channel.
That's a lot of fire, isn't it?
That's right, we're on video this season, everybody! So, whether you're a super fan with encyclopedic knowledge or you're brand new to this incredible world,
it's Fire Nation time, Book of Fire. Let's go! Listen to Avatar Braving the Elements
wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody, we're the back with the author of Surrender, Bono.
Thank you. Oh.
Cats or dogs?
Dogs.
You only get smattering. You only get one song to listen to for the rest of your life. What is it?
Ooh.
Let me be clear about this, because some musicians have asked, It's not like you have to listen to it constantly, but when you want to go to music, this is the only song you get to play.
The song, presently, that brings me literally to my knees is a Bee Gees song called Immortality. And when Barry Gibb came to Dublin and he played, all his brothers were passed away, and he ended the show playing Immortality. And it's not a well-known Bee Gees song, but it's a prayer.
What number am I thinking
of? I'm just getting to the time now where, we stop fighting and we start crying. And another thing, Stephen, when she dropped me on the head as a baby, she said, I meant to.
And you remember that from when you were a baby.
Yes. I could count. I could read by two people.
You could read people? Is that what you mean?
And count them.
One.
By
the way, just real quickly, very quickly, and this isn't part of this, and maybe we'll cut this out, is that the first time I heard one, I was with a friend, and I said, who is this? And they said, this is you too. I said, no, I know that's Bono singing, but who wrote this? And
it's
they
very
said,
hurtful.
Well, no, but wait a second. I said, and they
what
said,
are you getting
no,
at,
he did. I said, no, this is too perfect of a song. It's not like you're not capable of it, but it was so perfect that I thought it has to have been created before. It's like he pulled
it. It's eternal.
That's what I mean. Like
it always existed.
Exactly. It seemed like such a perfect song. It seemed so evocative of a common human feeling and experience. It had such depth and such perfect rhythm and pathos to it that I thought it had to have been something that was like ancient of days that you had revivified. And my respect for you just went through the roof when I found out that no. Out of your head, like Athena, that's your greatest song to me.
Well, thank you. We wrote that song because it was the song we needed to hear as a band, because we were right at loggerheads, and the band breaks up all the time and then gets back together again. Is the truth we don't tell anyone, but that's what it feels like.
Wow.
And that song we really needed it.
Isn't that interesting how the personal is the universal if you're honest about it?
Yep. We're in Berlin. The wall had just come down, and we were recording in Berlin, and sort of the wall was coming up in our studio. Yeah, which is mad. There you go.
What number am I thinking of?
Oh, you better be. Hold on. What number am I thinking of?
Two.
Wrong.
No.
40.
Describe the rest of your life in 5 words.
It's getting better all the... No, it's getting better.
It's getting better.
What's that?
That's 3.
It's getting better all the time.
That's 6.
I'm a songwriter, not a mathematician. What do you think I am?
Congratulations.
Thank
Bono,
you.
Congratulations. I hope you can feel it.
Yeah.
Because now you are known.
I feel known. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
CBS Sunday, after the Equalizer.
You collect rewards, right?
This is how I make my living.
It's the season finale.
Everyone's looking for something.
Of Tracker.
You strong swimmer?
So-so.
So-so. So-so's okay.
Justin Hartley stars.
I survive. You make quick, smart decisions, and you never let panic take the wheel.
Sounds cool.
It is cool, actually. Very cool.
Tracker, CBS season finale Sunday after the Equalizer on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast wherever you get your podcasts.